A message of forgiveness is coming from two victims of the clergy sexual abuse crisis in the Catholic Church. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the two men born in central New York want to propose an alternative to the anger and bitterness the scandal has wrought.
Both 42-year-old Dan Payden, who was born and raised in Johnson City, and 58-year-old Matt Fitzgibbons of Fayetteville remember being abused as a young child by a parish priest. And they say the way they have come to terms with the abuse is by forgiving their abusers. It's a message not often heard from victims of clergy abuse, and Fitzgibbons believes they're not alone.
What needs to happen for evil to win is for good people to be silent. And so Dan and I decided we can't be silent. That how do we get love out there in the conversation once again?
Payden says the angry and bitter narrative surrounding the scandal didn't help him heal. Forgiveness did.
Being able to forgive my abuser does not help other victims, and I still very much want to help other victims. And one way that I want to help them is to share with them the peace that I've found in moving to that point of forgiving my abuser and actively praying for him every day.
Fitzgibbons does say the church could do a better job of helping victims of abuse. He suggests the diocese create an advisory board to oversee that.
For people like me and Dan and our families, this is a life-changing event, and it doesn't go away in that once it's out of the news. And so how do we support victims and their families through the whole process and be there for them?
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.